AFK, Audio Fantasy Knowledge, the first and only podcast on medieval fantasy and gaming definitions and terminology. For questions, comments, or requests, email us at afkpodcast@gmail.com. Okay, let's begin our quest. Hello, and welcome to another episode of AFK. I'm your host, Adam, and before we get into today's definition, I just want to kind of update everyone on what we've been up to. So for the last 2 years, I kind of went off on another adventure. I opened and ran a literary medieval and fantasy magazine. It was an amazing experience. I got to meet, talk with a lot of interesting people, and I got to read tons of high-quality short stories from all around the world from so many great authors. It was a really good learning experience. So now that chapter's done, I mean, it was a short-term thing, something I really enjoyed. I want to get back into my podcasting and take a little bit more of a writing flair to AFK, where we define things which hopefully are helping you as writers and readers learn about medieval and fantasy and gaming terminologies and definitions, which you can use in your work, and then maybe include more of writing into this. So after I define today's definition, I want to go ahead and give you a writing prompt, and you guys can email me what you come up with. So I'll explain that here in a little bit. All right. So today we're going to cover some anatomy of the deadly blade that has some very controversial theories about it. I'm talking about a fuller, or as it's sometimes referred, a blood groove. The fantasy or medieval definition of a fuller is a rounded or beveled groove or slot in the flat side of a blade, of like a knife or a sword. Longer blades or bayonets that are intended as offensive weapons may employ fullers to lighten the blade while maintaining its strength. A properly fuller blade can be 20 to 30% lighter than a non-fuller blade without sacrificing any of its strength. Shorter blades such as a knife, these have unnoticeable effects, but may still be done simply for the aesthetic appeal of its looks. A fuller received its name of blood groove due to the misnomer that the groove allowed the flow of blood, which would either help the subject or the animal being stabbed to bleed out quicker, or take away any possible vacuum or suction effect that would make the knife irretrievable or difficult to pull out. This has been a long-running debate if you ever look into this. According to A.G. Russell, who's been crafting knives since the 1960s, the myth of a blood groove is completely false. He says the vacuum idea has been tested and the results are always the same. If a knife can cut its way through tissue and muscle, it can cut its way out. Russell also stated that a fuller on a blade shorter than 2 feet is most likely just for decorative purposes because any decrease in weight would be unnoticeable. For a longer blade, it reduces the weight by having less metal and also stiffens the blade by having two spines down the length as opposed to an unfolded blade only having one spine. It all seems to make sense to me. However, many forums are still crowded with content about the blood and the gases able to escape and personal accounts of hand-to-hand combat and wartime environments where the blood groove was needed. So I've personally never stabbed anyone yet, so I don't know. What do you think? Email me your comment on Podomatic and let me know what you think. Either way, a fuller blade has been around for centuries. Ancient Japanese sword makers used to use this method on their swords and knives, and so did the Anglo-Saxons back in the 8th century. Alright, some other definitions. A fuller is also in the metalworking field. It's a half-round hammer used for grooving or spreading the metal. Blacksmiths used to use this, and I'm sure still do, to dome armor to fit more comfortably around the curves of the body. To give you guys a picture of what a blood groove or a fuller is, I don't know if you've ever read Newspring, which is a graphic adaptation by Robert Jordan. The graphic novel that came out like at the end of 2010 about Moraine Damodred and Lan Mandragon. He's like the uncrowned king of the long dead nation. It's a good graphic novel if you guys ever get the time to read it, or if you ever read the Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan. But in the opening scenes of that graphic novel, there's an army marching on like a keep or a castle, and you can see all of their blades, either swords or their long blades on the end of a staff or spear, all have like fuller blades. So just to give you a good example, there's a whole bunch more. You can see them in movies, and I'm sure other authors describe them well in their novels. All right, some news as well. Right now, at the time of this recording, it's Saturday. It's right last day of Comic-Con in San Diego. So just some things I was reading there. I guess everything's going really well. Everyone's enjoying themselves. Some people I've talked to. Both iPhone and Android have come out with their Comic-Con apps that are now available. I guess this is used to help track what's going on, events, guest speakers, time frames, things like that. Maybe when your favorite forum or panel is going. Check those out if you'd like. All right, let's get into our prompt for today. Basically, what I'd like to do is I'm going to just give you a quick phrase or sentence of action. And I want to just encourage you guys to write a paragraph that provides richness or concrete detail to show the meaning of the sentence. I'll give you a couple of them, and then what I'll do is I'll give you an example of what I wrote. So the first one we're going to use today was, he fell and assessed the damage. Real simple paragraph or real simple phrase. And now what you can do with this is just write a paragraph, and you're going to realize how difficult it can be with one sentence to develop a very dramatic or scenic scene or focal point in just one paragraph. Because once you start writing, you're going to want to keep going beyond that one paragraph. But I'll give you an example of what I wrote based on that. The crowd's thundering roar quickly changed from the encouraging cheer to a low-toned grunt of mock pain. Previous lay motionless on his back. Pain surged through his body that spiked in rhythm with his beating heart, darkness nearly enveloping his face. He breathed hard as his warm air moved within the enclosed space, echoing off the inner walls of his leather-lined helmet. The familiar musty smell of sweat and aged hide filled his nostrils, confirming he was still alive. Suddenly, his faceplate was opened by his team, allowing a flood of light to splash in, forcing his eyes to squint hard as they adjusted. He could feel pieces of armor being removed as he glanced up, noticing a rider and horse trot by, dressed in heavy armor that nearly reflected the faces of the crowd. A deep scarlet-red cloth bordered with gold trim covered the saddle and flanks of the warhorse. A matching banner flew gracefully atop a shattered wooden lance, its colors flowing softly away from the splintered shard in which it was attached. Previous could see his opponent grinning down at him in triumph as he passed, circling the small arena in victory. So you can see, there's just a little writing prompt that something I was going through in my master's classes for English and creative writing. You know, you take a small sentence like that, he fell and assessed the damage, and basically create a quick scene off of that with one paragraph. It's pretty difficult to do. But as you can see, you know, I'm not saying I wrote the best one, of course, but if you guys have anything you can write on that and you want to email it to me, hey, maybe I'll read it on the air as well. We can get it out there. If it's fantasy and medieval based, you know, I would love to read it. Well, that ends our quest for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can email me at afkpodcast@gmail.com or comment on Podomatic. Music today was provided by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. So until we meet again, keep reading and keep writing.